Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, coming up on 4:05 on DGS, Dave had to take off. He was invited to be out in Chesterfield at the 25th anniversary celebration for 97.1. And, of course, DGS was on there for 21 years. So Dave was a big part of that station's history, and he's going to be out there helping celebrate that today. We will have our guy Dave back tomorrow for a normal Friday as we head into the weekend.
Sounds good.
And I saw, this is just a teaser. Next week, of course, is Halloween, which means the Halloween show is going up. Mm-hmm. Are we teasing? Can we tease the teaser?
Yeah, we're going to release the teaser trailer tomorrow.
All right.
So be watching the Dave Glover Show social media pages. Dave Glover Show on Facebook, at Dave Glover Show on Instagram. Keep an eye out if you want a little taste of the Halloween show.
Yeah, so the teaser is a video. Mm-hmm. And obviously the show will be a radio show. So. Mm-hmm. But there's some good video, man. We got to maybe we can like throw out some other just little clips, like not necessarily edited together, but even just little clips of 30 seconds here, 30 seconds there. Maybe we'll do that down the road. But that'd be after the show, though, in case anybody wants to see. Oh, we can do it like post credits.
Oh, yeah.
on the Halloween show. All right, as for today, our buddy Mike Elam is joining us. Mike, Dave's not here to make the joke about canceling you and kicking you off, so I guess you're all good to go.
Well, it's good that you filled in for him and did that on the way to the break. That was good. Let's go ahead and get that in.
I got to pick that in. Well, you kind of gave it to us today. You're like, I'm just going to join you on remote today because you guys are being mean. No, you didn't do that.
No, I appreciate you being flexible, too. Every year I get the opportunity to MC the St. Charles Realtors Association's installation banquet.
All right.
And it's tonight at 5:30. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I can make it from downtown out there. So I know. So thank you for doing that. And thank you, Andrew, for hooking me up with all the big fancy gadgets that Odyssey has that allows me to do this right now. So I'm getting ready to put a tuxedo on and head to Ameristar and celebrate some realtors tonight.
I had to buy a new one. You own a tuxedo?
I have owned a tuxedo for a very long time. So years ago, when I first started MCing stuff, one of the guys who was in Rotary with me, I'm like, oh, I guess I have to rent a tuxedo. It's black tie. He goes, Mike, you should just buy a tuxedo. I'm like, really? He said, yeah, you're going to have a lot of opportunities to wear a tuxedo. Boy, he was right.
And really?
You might as well. If you're going to wear a tux more than two or three times, go ahead and buy one. That way you always have it and you're ready to go. And I probably break out the tux four or five times a year.
Get out. I think I've worn a tux twice in my life.
You're kidding.
No, I mean, like prom and my wedding.
We got to get you out to more stuff.
Oh,
man.
You don't want me to any event that involves tuxedos.
You would class it up. Really would.
Oh, you can. Yeah, I may ass it up. I mean, yeah. I, honestly, that's why I'm so surprised. I guess that's just a thing that you know, when most of the things I would do, you know, like I've done through sports things or through the Cardinals or when they're charities, they're just a lot more casual. You know, they're not black tie dinners.
So we have all these charities out here, and there are a ton of them and great ones in St. Charles County, actually around the region, but they'll have black tie galas that they do.
Okay.
And I'm very honored that I get to MC quite a few of them. So obviously you can't get away with just wearing a suit when everybody else has got a tux on. So you kind of have to do it. But they're not that bad. Okay. I mean, they're not super expensive. So, and it's fun to dress up every now and then and pretend you're somebody.
I'm going to be pretending to be a Saturday Night Live character tomorrow night.
You have a Halloween thing tomorrow night?
Well, it's a trivia night where they do costume contests. So the whole day, I don't know that I'm allowed to say who I'm supposed to be. I guess it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to care.
Is it part of a whole group that you're dressing up with?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So each table picks like,
sure.
You've got a category. So like last year, our table, we were all different versions of Tom Cruise. So I was Tom Cruise from The Outsiders and somebody else. My wife was Tom Cruise from
Risky Business.
You know, I think we had Top Gun Tom Cruise. So you get all Tom Cruises. This year it's Saturday Night Live characters. So I'm going to be Wayne from Wayne's World.
Sweet. Who's going to be Garth?
I don't think anybody's going to be Garth. I think that's just going to be a side character, because everybody picks their own. There's no like real cohesion to that. You just got to be into that category. So that's my version of dressing up, Mike. I'm much more of a let's dress like Wayne from Saturday Night Live than dress like in a tuxedo.
You know, you got to tease the teaser. You just did it again. So that worked out very well.
It works out great. What's on your mind today, Mike? What have you been following? Obviously, you know, you're working your own angle and your own campaign on the local front. How much do you split your time between focusing on, look, this is the stuff that impacts St. Charles County and this is where I'm running and this is where I'm going versus how much you pay attention to the bigger picture stuff?
It all kind of runs together because so many people just want to talk about national issues.
Yeah.
And I mean, national issues is what really gets everybody all fired up, right? So right now, everybody's losing their mind about the shutdown and they're losing their mind about, you know, Trump building a ballroom on the White House. And I got to tell you, I didn't pay attention to this until today. I had seen that, you know, he's going to add a $300 million addition and put this big ballroom on. I'm assuming you guys are up on that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all private donations, right? So he's putting that together. But I didn't realize it's not on the White House itself. It's on the side building of the White House, the one that faces the vice president's building. Did you realize that?
Well, it was being added on to it, right? But they did demolish the East Wing to do this.
But it's part of that outside structure. So I was thinking it was part of the back part of the White House for some reason.
I gotcha.
And I've done that White House tour, and I was trying to figure out, like, where is he putting that? But then again, it's Trump. So, you know, it's going to be huge. It's going to be the best ever.
It'll be made of gold.
Beautiful. It will. It'll be great. So I'm watching people lose their mind about that. But the big thing, and it's kind of funny to watch the national media. The national media is really upset that people don't care about the government shutdown.
Well, what people?
Well, general people.
Oh, I get so it. So the people that aren't affected by it, right?
Well, how many people do you run into that are talking about the government shutdown?
I mean, nobody, because I typically run in the sports world. I'm not getting a lot of that. But like,
nobody either.
I don't run into anybody who talks about it until it affects them. And if things
start going on for a while.
Uh-huh.
And I find it interesting how little this is really affecting everyday people's lives to the point where they're just not talking about it. And it really seems to bother the national media that people aren't more upset than what they are. But I think people are just kind of getting used to this. I mean,
yeah, but is that a
government?
So let's get it. Should people care more about it?
Shouldn't you care that your government shut down?
I'm seeing stories of federal workers having to stand in line at food banks because they're not getting paid and they don't have any money.
So I would think that would get people's attention. In past government shutdowns, it has always been a topic that people have paid attention to. But I'm kind of surprised at how few people are talking about it as well. And I guess it's just for the fact that we've been through so many of these now. What used to be so unusual and unbelievable that this would actually happen, we've now been through it so many times that people are like, yeah, this is going to suck for a little while. And then they're going to come together and everybody's going to get their back pay and we'll go back to life as normal.
Well, but there's talk about fighting the back pay.
There is that talk, yeah. But it generally always happens. But I just find it interesting that the general public isn't paying any attention to it. And I was watching some stories earlier today of how people are like, you need to pay attention. And I think the general public is kind of like, you know, man, I have a lot going on in my life. I can't deal with these DC people and what's going on. They're going to blame each other for it. And I think the majority of the general public says.
Says what, Mike? You cut out there.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, we having internet problems again.
You know what my problem is?
Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah, gotcha, yeah. Buddy. We didn't hear the part at the very end when you said, you know what people are talking about or aren't talking about. I think we lost it again.
I'll tell you what bothers me about the shutdown. The fact that the people in government are taking a month-long paid vacation
as
all of this is happening, like that really gets under my skin and should be unacceptable to everyone. But like Mike said, people have enough stuff going on in their personal lives. Maybe this isn't their number one priority of things to get upset about, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't be extremely upset.
Yeah. I agree with the point, because it's true that people aren't up in arms about it, right? Like, so we saw the protest this weekend, right? The protest wasn't get the government started.
Right, it was no kings.
Right, it was no kings. It had nothing to do with the federal shutdown, and that's probably, that should be as big a focus. It should be a bigger focus, because what's going to happen eventually is we will start to feel it, but then it'll be so far down the path that it's like it can't be quickly corrected, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if it gets corrected in 2 or 3 weeks, all right. If it gets, you know, a month or two down the road and maybe checks aren't being processed as fast, or you know, we're having problems with air traffic controllers. You know, we had today. Who was it? Was it Sean Duffy? Somebody was saying they don't want air traffic controllers supplementing their income by driving for Uber while they're not getting paid.
Mm-hmm. None of your business.
I mean, that to me, like, we all travel by air, we all fly. I think Mike's ultimately right about the fact that it's just not a top priority for the average person. It certainly is if you're one of the people not getting a paycheck because you work for the federal government, or if some direct service that you rely on has been impacted in some way. But if none of that has happened, I can understand. I think Mike's right. I think it's just not hitting enough people directly in their pocketbook or just in their consciousness at this point.
I think he's back, by the way.
We got you back, Mike.
He is. Sorry about that. Steve Ellman just called me, and when he called me, it clicked me off of you, and I couldn't get back to you.
Steve is sabotaging everything.
Steve is in the middle of everything, you know?
Yeah, that's great.
But He sent me a text that said people realize that it's local government that really impacts their lives the most. And he's right.
Yes. Yeah,
he's right.
That's why I wanted to take you to finish up the conversation, Mike, because I think we've talked about this off the air a bunch of times. And sure, it's come up during think tanks and things along that. And I've talked about it with Steve, too. It is surprising how much of local government becomes about national stories when local government isn't handling national issues, man. They're picking up your trash. They're fixing your roads. You know, I guess I know why, because driving people to the polls is what wins, and what drives people to the polls tend to be the bigger emotional issues rather than the practical ones. Like, you know, when are the potholes going to get fixed?
Well, you had a story at the top of the hour that's been covered today. We have a new mayor in the city of St. Louis because we couldn't plow the streets.
Yeah, yeah, and just put out the new snow plan today.
I mean, that's one of those things where local government really affects so many elements of your everyday life. And the federal government stuff is something that people like to get excited about. They really talk about the issues that divide us the most. But your local government are the people who make sure that your roads are good, you're going to get to work on time, your traffic's going to flow, you're going to get your roads plowed. I mean, those are the things that really matter. And I would tell you, as long as local government is doing a good job of meeting those needs, people can put up with all the crap from the federal government a whole lot easier. But yeah, it really depends on, is your local government meeting your needs? And I think we're seeing with local government around here lately, we're getting a lot better at doing that.
Well, we've had a lot of people run out for all those reasons.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we had to get better. And I think Kara is doing a fantastic job. Hats off to her and her team for putting together a great plan. And I appreciate you guys not canceling me.
Well, Mike, we appreciate you too, buddy. Have fun tonight in your tuxedo party. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get on DGS. Dave is at the 25th anniversary. He's not there yet, but he will be at the 25th anniversary party for 97.1. That's why he's not going to be here for the rest of the show, but he'll be here tomorrow. We are here, and we will do Throwback Thursday. What do we got today, Rich?
115 years ago in 1910, Blanche Scott became the first woman to fly an airplane by herself.
How about that?
She flew over a park in Fort Wayne, Indiana, 12 feet off the ground.
That sounds way scarier than being way up high.
It does, doesn't it?
It's like you can hit stuff at 12 feet.
Don't get too close to that tree. 84 years ago in 1941, Dumbo premiered in New York. It cost Disney $812,000 to make. Have either of you guys ever seen the 2019 live action version?
No.
I have not.
Yeah, I kind of forgot that existed until I got my Throwback Thursday packet today. Apparently, the live action version doesn't feature talking animals. So now I'm kind of interested.
All right.
Like, how do they move the plot forward if Dumbo doesn't speak? Does Dumbo speak in the first one?
In the cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought so. I haven't seen that movie since I was like 3 years old.
Yeah, I think the last time I saw it was maybe when my sister was really little. Because I can't stand that movie.
Well, this is a better movie. 33 years ago in 1992, Quentin Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs was released in the United States.
Definitely better than Dumbo.
And 24 years ago in 2001, Apple debuted the first ever iPod.
What year?
2001.
Huh. It took me a while to get on the iPod train.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember why. Or the, you know, the MP3 player train.
Mm.
Really?
The first thing I had was not, it was just an MP3 player. It wasn't an iPod.
Mm. They were significantly cheaper than iPods back
then.
Yeah,
they were definitely. That's why I got it that way. And it worked just as well. You just slide a little card in there with your music loaded up and then play away.
21 years ago in 2004, Ashley Simpson got caught faking singing on Saturday Night Live. She was lip syncing. Within days, she blamed it on acid reflux. Dude, did not know that's what she blamed it on.
That was so bad. So bad.
It was. Don't you feel like now, though, tons of people are lip syncing on SNL? And
I think a
cares?
Lot of them do. Yeah, I think a lot of people. Like, but that one, it also just got messed up really badly.
Yes.
And then it's like, well, you can't get caught.
And 15 years ago in 2010, Katy Perry married Russell Brand. He ended things 14 months later. And the divorce was final in July of 2012.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.